This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Labour unions around the world are taking action to confront the very real challenges posed by global climate change. For example, on October 21st, the Trades Union Congress in the UK held the latest in a series of annual conferences on the issue. Delegates attending the conference discussed the labour union vision of what has been called a low-carbon economy and the need for environmentally sustainable green growth. They pointed to projects such as the Boulder Dam coal plant in Saskatchewan, Canada, which is redesigning itself in an environmentally friendly way. I talked to the principal organizer of the TUC Climate Change Conference, Philip Pearson. I asked Mr. Pearson first why the conference was held.
Well, we had over 200 people come to our national conference. It's the ninth event we've organised in a row. And the theme was green growth, no turning back, because we think that the challenge of climate change for the world of work, carbon emissions from power stations, from manufacturing and so on, are so serious that we need to find alternative ways of doing things, alternative sources of power, different kinds of vehicles, maybe more electric power generation. And this is the world of work, and these are the kind of opportunities that unions are now addressing.
When we talk about green growth, what is it exactly we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about two things, really. First of all, the obvious. Okay, so investing in carbon capture and storage for coal and gas power in Saskatchewan, the Boulder Dam power station, which is the first clean coal power station. You know, there's jobs there. There were 2,400 jobs in construction. There's going to be around 100 people working at the plant. There's a lot of supply chain work. And that's an example of greening the economy, isn't it? Where the carbon emissions from a coal power station are captured and we hope sequestered, tucked away under the ground and not emitted to the atmosphere, not driving global warming. There's wind turbines, aren't there? There's other examples, pretty obvious, electric vehicles. But the other line of argument is every workplace can be a green workplace. We can work more sustainably. We can work more efficiently.
Why is it so important to discuss green growth?
Climate change is real. And the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which published its report in September, you know, couldn't have made it clearer that carbon emissions are driving up global temperatures. And the exposure to extreme weather events, as in Hurricane Sandy, an example, or the melting of the tundra in northern Canada, you know, these displacements of peoples, these are real things happening. We have a global responsibility. Unions accept that, to deal with it. And so dealing with climate change is an issue that we have to engage with.
What can unions and their members do to help meet the need for green growth?
The key thing is really to work together with, you know, unions working with their members and with management to look at the amount of energy that's been used and the consumption of maybe water if it's a brewery, maybe, you know, what happens to the waste, is it recycled, just goes to landfill. We published a report last year, 2012. We had 1,300 shop stewards come back to us with a whole range of examples of ways in which they're working positively, constructively with their members and management to what they call cut the carbon footprint, reduce the impact of their workplace.
As you know, some people deny that climate change is happening or that if it is, that it has very little to do with human activity. What do you think of these arguments?
Well, who are these people? You know, there are very, very few. You know, it's not that most scientists, you're talking about almost no scientists challenges the evidence. I mean, you know, in the course of time, tens of thousands of climate scientists in every imaginable discipline, from glacial measurements drilling down 400,000 years into the Earth's history through the ice, you know, oceanographers, atmospheric scientists. You know, which discipline do you want me to refer to? There is almost complete unanimity that since the Industrial Revolution began in England, okay, in around the 1850s, our atmospheric concentrations of carbon have doubled. Go to the Mauna Loa website, you know, in Hawaii. where they've been observing this for decades. And you'll see that graph is going up and up and up, and with it, global temperatures. It's not a science that is really very debatable. It's happening. The question is, why do people challenge it? And of course, it's difficult, but one needs to be really careful about saying it's not true. The difference between science and opinion here matters, that there is clear, observable impacts. It's a bit like smoking. For years and years and years, the tobacco companies said it doesn't damage your health. What about the asbestos stuff? Similarly, the industry used to say, you know, where is the risk of cancers? Both are proven completely wrong, and we now accept both of those things. Tobacco causes cancer, so does exposure to asbestos. And climate change is happening. We need just to recognize it and do something about it.